Peace officers from small communities all across Alaska were in Bethel for an intense 2 weeks of training. Village public and public safety officers often work alone. Leaders of the training say it will give them the skills they need to keep their villages and themselves safe. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Good evening. BPSO Sartelli, how you doing?
So what do I care?
Well, I don't know. How do you care?
I don't know, sir.
You know, the owners called here and just asked if you'd just walk and go somewhere else. Would you like to come along with me?
Not really. Do I have to go?
James Sartelli is a village public safety officer from Chivac. He's currently in a standoff with a large man in thick protective padding. The man is role-playing a drunk that has overstayed a get-together. It's Sartelli's job to get him to leave.
Let me just come up here and actually just give you a hand to come with me, okay?
Sartelli has worked his way behind the red man, as he's affectionately called in his red pads. He grabs his elbow and pushes it up into the escort position and walks him out. VPSO coordinator Alvin Jimmy is observing.
The more practice they do, the more comfortable they get. Some of these VPSOs in their communities, at times they don't go to this level. So that's why I was saying in the beginning, it varies per community on how the people react.
Now, in the second round, the red man plays a much more aggressive lawbreaker. It's now the VPSO's job to take him into custody on an arrest warrant.
I don't want you! I cannot help you! I cannot help you at all! I don't know! No! No!
After being attacked, the VPSO levels his padded baton at the attacker's leg, bringing him into submission within moments. Jimmy says most arrests are not like this, but some are, and he's happy to see his officers training for such an event.
When they're responding to calls, they need to be aware from being calm, it can go to extreme, and this is a time for them to train to get their level back up to speed.
The officers, most all of them are alone in the village. There's no backup.
Mike Decreon is a retired sergeant. He helps coordinate trainings for village and tribal police officers.
So when they make an arrest, they have to be able to take care of themselves, and that's what we teach them here.
While VPSOs are receiving a refresher course, new VPOs are receiving their first ever law enforcement training. Decreon is also working with some brand new VPSO hires.
The reason they're here is they don't go to the academy until January. So they need training, they're all new hires. And so they come here and get a 2 week kind of a basic thing so they understand law enforcement.
This training, 19 VPSOs graduated the 2 week opener, as well as another 8 new VPSOs. Fred Lamont received his VPO training at Ute during a previous training a few months ago.
Before I was trying to decide, okay, is this an arrest or what's going on here? And now it's okay, I know exactly what I need to do, we do it.
Lamont was a brand new VPO when he got his first training. Since then, he's risen to become a VPSO, which requires additional training. He says these local classes are helpful.
We're all family here. I mean, it feels like family. We're all brothers-in-law, I guess.
I'm Shane Iverson.